We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Wednesday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, you know, and reminiscing about last year at this time, right? What were we doing on the Marks and Reese show? What were we doing collectively in Philadelphia pretty much right now? When did Bryce Harper sign, Jack? You even remember? It was like another week or... Anyway, we were, to answer my own question, we were back and forth with Bryce Harper, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He loves us not. Then they sign him. And I remember a period after signing Bryce Harper where all the talk on the station, on the show, from the callers, from us, remember the term, the Roaring Twenties? Oh, the Roaring Twenties, it's going to be great. You have the Phillies, Bryce Harper, the World Series. They signed all these great players, the Eagles, Carson Wentz. Best roster in football, more talented 2017, the Sixers with two all-star players, right? Like two franchise all-star players. Mm-hmm. And then you fast forwarded a year, and, I mean, it hasn't been a great year, has it? Look at the Phillies. Look at the Sixers. Look at the Eagles. All, in most respects, disappointing, right? So here's the question. Jack already put it up on Twitter. 888-729-9494. The Roaring Twenties were supposed to be better than this, Ike. We were supposed to be having fun in the beginning of the Roaring Twenties.
When it just started.
But we thought the last year. Started. All right, so did the Phillies have a good year last year?
No.
81-81, Gabe got fired.
Right.
You know, the potted plant had to get involved and the firing hitting coaches and making trades and stuff like that. The Sixers.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
The Sixers, meanwhile, have what has gone right for them? Al Horford. Contract terrible. Brett Brown, Elton Brand, Joshua Harris, Embiid and Simmons. Simmons now with the injury. I mean, this hasn't been a great year for the Sixers. And then the Eagles. The Eagles, I mean, 9-7 made the playoffs, so not like a colossal train wreck, but still disappointing. Where would you say, let's start with you, Ike. Where would you say that your disappointment lies the biggest with? Who are you most disappointed from the last year?
Oh, easily the Sixers. Easily the Sixers. I mean, where should I start? You know, they didn't fire Brett Brown after last season. They decided to bring him back. I said last year, if you don't think this team is going to win a championship next year, what's the point of bringing him back? You're just going to wind up firing him next year when they don't win a title.
Which it looks like is.
Man, they'll be lucky if they get out of the first round this year. So you know where they're headed with that situation. The two star players did not develop like we thought they would because, honestly, that was supposed to be the saving grace for Brett Brown, right? You know, they brought back Tobias Harris. They decided to move on from Jimmy Butler. I had no problem with that. They brought back Tobias. I said at the time, the Al Horford move, what are we doing? Like what is this? Like, what are we doing? This is just a shooting league. You decided to go back to the Twin Towers, you know? you wanted to get Ralph Sampson and Elijah Wan. You wanted to get Tim Duncan and David Robinson. That's what Elton Brand decided to go do, right? Right? I mean, that's when you bring in Al Horford for $100 million. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're trying to – No, and the answer is I have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, so
– Yeah.
And then the season doesn't get off to the start that we were looking for. The players don't look like we expected them to look early in the season. We know about all the stuff behind the scenes. It's almost – you can't watch the team on the road. You can only watch them at home.
Well, they're on the road tonight.
Yep. And later on in FanDuel, take Cleveland plus the points. I'm just going to throw it out there to you right now.
Is that the first ever tease of a future read in radio history?
Yeah, I've never done it before.
It's before 2:05,
Yeah, I've never done that before. I'm just giving it to everybody. Take the Cavs and the points tonight. Anyway, that's how disappointed I am with this team. And I know where they're headed here. Like
we do.
Like, this is going to be another offseason of you got to make over the team. You got to make over possibly the front office, head coach. So there isn't a team in this city that I'm more disappointed in that hasn't been more disappointing than the Sixers. All the talent that they have, all the money that they've doled out, right, and to really be what the tanking was all about to get out of purgatory. You're basically a team that's a first-round second round exit team.
Yeah, at best. You're right.
That's what you are.
You make a strong case. Now, before I give my jack, I'm going to ask you, who would you say? Sixers, Eagles, Phillies, the Roaring 20s so far. Yes, we're only a few months in, but we were supposed to be contending. All the teams are supposed to be contending. The Flyers are the only team that's actually doing well right now.
If you ask
Shout out to the Fly guys.
Yes.
Shout out to the Flyers. If you asked me, you know, 3 years ago what the 2020s were going to be like in Philly sports, I thought we were heading towards an era like Boston just had.
Every team contends.
Every team's contending. Oh. Every team's legit. Every team is trending towards a championship or is in the championship contention with every team. And for me, being the baseball guy that I am, like, I can't help but be the most disappointed in this Phillies team. I love Bryce Harper. I love JT Realmuto. I love Aaron Nola. Like, they have pretty good pieces here. But if you look at the Phillies, I think that in the last year, they have proven to me that they're more of an 85 to 88 win team that could maybe sneak in the playoffs, win the second wild card, whatever. I thought they were trending towards a World Series contender, and it feels like this whole thing has been screwed up. The minor league system isn't as deep as it needs to be. They're trying to spend their way out of these mistakes, and that just doesn't end up well. So I didn't realize how, I guess, messed up the Phillies were at this time last year because we were so focused on Bryce Harper.
You're right. No, we and part of the thing with the Phillies was that's our fault because we should have seen they didn't have the starting pitching. We were easily sold on Arrieta being good last year and the pitching being fine when we should have realized, like, hey, they don't have enough starting pitching. We should have seen that. So you say the Phillies, and I appreciate that, Jack, because now I get to make the case for the Eagles. And let me be clear here. The Eagles have, I believe, a great future because they have Carson Wentz and they have some other good young players on the team. But if I'm looking back from last year, heading towards fast-forwarding to right now, I would say the Eagles because just a few months ago, the Eagles had the best roster in football. The Eagles had more talent on their team than the 2017 Super Bowl team. Right, so we were led to believe, or a lot of people thought, including myself, that this team this year, the Eagles in 2019 heading into 2020, was going to be another Super Bowl contending team. Now, whether you win the Super Bowl or not, that's a different story. But they had a good season to even squeak in the playoffs, and now you look at them, and Howie Roseman, again on with Angelo this morning, more or less said, like, yeah, now we got to build it back up. And that's more disappointing than any other team, and here's why. The 76ers, I'm not surprised Brett Brown's not working out. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised Elton Brand isn't working out. I'm not surprised that Josh Harris isn't a good owner. Ben Simmons didn't shoot a three-pointer. Should we be surprised at that? Joel Embiid not growing up. None of these things surprise me. And while it's been disappointing and they are a train wreck, I didn't think the Sixers were going to be better this year. The Eagles, I thought, were going to be a Super Bowl team. The Eagles, I thought, were going to be a Super Bowl team in 2020. Doesn't look like that now. So when I look at these three teams, all of them are disappointing. This hasn't been the start to the Roaring 20s that we thought, but the Eagles by far has been the most disappointing. So Ike says the Sixers, Jack says the Phillies, and I say the Eagles. 888-729-9494.
I don't know how the Eagles could be disappointing.
What do you mean?
I mean, they made the playoffs this year with that team.
9-7.
With that team?
Yep, with that team. That's
bad division.
Man.
Bad division, but it's more than that. What were they supposed to do before the season? Right? Like 9-7 is disappointing when you were forecasted by almost everybody to be 12-4.
Yeah, but being in the playoffs three straight years, I mean, you know, it's not like the Sixers being in the playoffs where over half the league gets in the playoffs.
You know, it means much more in the NFL.
Yeah, they don't allow 16 teams in the playoffs in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like
it's going to 14.
For me, the Sixers.
It's not 16.
If we're doing the biggest dumpster fire right now, I would vote for the Sixers because the Eagles aren't a dumpster fire. Not at all. They're just they're simply now starting the process of not rebuilding, but going for it again. They recognize they have Carson Wentz, and they recognize they probably need to get a little bit younger, get some better younger players in here, right? But that means that 2020 and maybe even 2021, I'm not expecting them to win the Super Bowl. So that's why I say the Eagles. I didn't think we'd be here right now. I didn't think we'd be sitting here on February 26th and saying like, yeah, man, more or less, yeah, got to use the draft picks and sign some younger core guys or whatever. We'll talk about it with the people. 888-729-9494. Ike, at 3 o'clock today, we're going to do our Phillies Fever segment, and we're going to send it down the Clearwater and talk to our buddy Larry Anderson at 3 o'clock, live from Clearwater. Can't wait to talk to him.
L.A. A
lot going on today.
Is that your Harry Callis impression?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch.
What was that?
Yeah, let me hear it.
No. Nope. Too late.
He did L.A. It was good. It was passable.
L.A.
Well, you can pick it from the archive there. Yeah. 888 Larry Anderson.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson. 888-729-9494. The easy answer is the Sixers, and that's what I think a lot of people are going to say. But as far as most disappointing, as we start the roaring 20s, doesn't it have to be the Eagles? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this.
L.A.
Can't wait to talk to him.
L.A.
That wasn't bad, Harry. What do you think, Jack? L.A.
Not bad.
Let me hear your Harry, Jack.
L.A.
Yeah, everybody's got pretty much the same Harry Callis. All right, we're back, Marks and Reese. The Roaring 20s. We start a Roaring Marks and Reese show there, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
As we look into the Roaring 20s, about a year ago or so after the Phillies signed Bryce Harper, and we looked at the Phillies, and they also did sign Andrew McCutchen, and they acquired JT Realmuto, and Gene Segura, and we got rid of guys that we didn't really like. So we thought it was going to be a great year for the Phillies. Same thing with the Eagles. Same thing with the 76ers this year. And the Roaring 20s so far, except for maybe the Flyers, have been a dud. What's the biggest disappointment? 888-729-9494. Jack says the Phillies. Disappointing. Ike says the Sixers. Very disappointing. Total train wreck. But I'm most disappointed in the Eagles. Because I didn't even get a full season before we're kind of not ripping it up, but taking a step back to take a couple steps forward as they retool this thing. I thought that 2020 was going to be another Super Bowl run. They were going for it. Let's see what the people think. Let's have Andrew in West Philly lead us off on the Marks and Reese show. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
What up, Andrew?
Listen, I completely understand people being upset with the Eagles. But when it comes down to it, last season, they were very injured, and it's easy to get upset about it because you only get to watch them 16 to 19 times a year, whereas the other sports you get to watch them dozens of times. But I really think that the biggest disappointment has to be the Sixers, and mainly because the ownership sold out the fans for, you know, 5+ years and then branded it as trust the process. So everybody kind of buys in on this scheme that ends up not working. You got two all-stars on the team that don't really seem to like each other, and it's just completely frustrating. And as you look into the future and what's coming in the 20s, it just doesn't seem too promising. Whereas the Eagles, you can still see some promise. Last season wasn't exactly a good example because of all the injuries. And the Phillies, I mean, they're investing, and they're bringing in big players, big names. It gets you excited. But, you know, only one team could win it. I understand they didn't make the playoffs last year. But at least they're investing in a good team, whereas the Sixers sold out the fan base for 5+ years, and they're not really all that
better. But hang on. There's no doubt the Sixers have been disappointing, but they invested in a good team. They picked the wrong players, right? I mean, the Phillies have spent money. The Sixers have spent money, right?
Yeah, but they're still working with the same amount of money that every other team is when it comes to the NBA salary cap. But, you know, they still did what they did for 5 years straight, just decided to lose and lose and lose. And they said, but listen, guys, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it when we have all these first-round draft picks. We're going to bring in, you know, we're going to bring
assets,
in the best
assets,
players.
Assets, yeah. Yes, assets.
This is supposed to work. But here,
assets is what we were collecting. Assets, man. Picks, players. Right?
But
lottery balls.
I'd say the Sixers right now are a little bit under where we thought they were going to be at this point. Like, yeah, I think we build it up to expect them to win a title, but as you pointed out many times, it's not often that young players like this just come out and win a title in the NBA. So, I mean, the details are it's been a dumpster fire.
Well, the problem is that it doesn't seem to be fixable anytime soon. That's the problem. So, it's like if this team isn't good enough to do it now, you're going to have to hope that it's good enough to do it next year. And at some point, when do you start realizing that the players aren't – I mean, the coach wasn't just the issue. Now it's the players. You got Al Horford's contract, man.
That's an issue.
Yeah, you're stuck with that contract for at least another year at minimum.
Well, they may be able to trade it for more bad contracts.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to have that contract.
No, because you're not getting – unless you're getting some pieces that fit other roles that need to be placed on this team. But when you look at the future of the Sixers, the very near future of the Sixers, they're going to be looking at more than likely a new head coach and possibly, I hope not, but possibly a new front office guy.
Yeah.
With a whole new front office. The fact that Brian Colangelo's personnel is still in the front office running the team, like, is he running the team from somewhere secretly?
But you do still have the talent, right? I mean, you still do have the talent. Al Horford's
bad. And there's questions about the talent. You have questions about Embiid. I don't. Who doesn't have some sort of a question about Ben Simmons? And now you got the back thing thrown in there. Right, so if worst case scenario, he's shut down for the rest of the year. And by the way, if I'm Clutch Sports, you think I'm allowing the Sixers to decide when my client is getting back on the court? I'll answer. Hell no, that was a rhetorical question. Hell no. We will decide when Ben Simmons is ready to come back and play. And those are the type of answers you got from Brett Brown when he's talking about how long is the string? I don't know that nonsense he was talking. He's basically saying, I don't have any control over when Ben Simmons is coming back.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
He doesn't know, and he has no idea.
Yeah, and so Clutch Sports is going to decide when they want to allow their client back on the court.
Yeah, agreed. But like, aren't the Sixers pretty much on the path that maybe some people thought they'd be better this year?
Man, when LeBron left the East, we should be in the position that the Bucks are.
Yeah, but heading into the season, I did a lot of people pick the Sixers to go to the finals?
I'll answer that before you can. Yeah, they did. And not just here in Philly. Nationally.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're not going to the finals this year.
They might not get out of the first round.
Maybe they make it to the second round. It's been disappointing. But, like, let's play Howie from this morning on with Angelo. All right? He's talking about retooling. It went from last year being... And by the way, the first caller said, I know people are mad at the Eagles. It's not that I'm mad at the Eagles. It's just that, like, I'm disappointed with where they were to where I thought they were going to be. Right? There were a lot of injuries last year. Mm-hmm. But what last year, what 2019 has caused entering the 20s, is that Howie said, you know what? I think the best thing to do is to retool this. And instead of trying to go for it again this year with older players, let's retool it. To where they'll still be competitive, but I don't expect them to be a Super Bowl team. Last year, I thought they were a Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. I would have thought this year they'd be a Super Bowl team, too. Like, they had two more years of the window, try to win it, and then see what happens. Do we have Howie? Here's Howie this morning.
Yeah, I just think there's different eras of team building. And when we were in 2016, 2017, we had a quarterback under a rookie contract. And so we were able to build our team differently because of that. And now as we go forward, you know, obviously we gave Carson an extension. We have a very highly paid defensive tackle, a couple of offensive linemen who are making a lot of money. So we have to figure out a different way to add talent. It can't always be that we're just going to, you know, go on the free agent market and do that. We also didn't have a lot of picks, and we did that. We made some short-term decisions, which I would do 100 times out of 100 times again to win a championship. And so I just think it's going to be – that was our championship run, and that was a kind of period of time – for the Eagles, and I think now we're building a different period of time. And, you know, stuff like, you know, we're excited about some of our young players, you know, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. Like, our vision is they're on the field the next time we're playing in a Super Bowl and the confetti falls on our head. So I think we just want to make sure that we're not doing a disservice and we're putting too many eggs in one basket for 1 year as opposed to kind of looking at our team over a period of time and who's going to be part of it and what we're going to do to build around it, because we still got a young quarterback, and hopefully he's playing for a long time, and it would be a disservice to get into any year where we didn't think we had a chance to compete for a championship.
So, Ike, it's sound thinking, but he said that was the championship run, which means like that the Eagles Super Bowl championship run is over. Now they're trying to start a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's this year. I don't even think it's next year. And I think they know that. I think they know that they're going to have to shed some salary, they're going to have to get younger, and they're going to have to rebuild this back up. And that's why I picked the Eagles in this, because that's disappointing. I didn't think that we were here yet. Let's go to Brent in Nazareth. Brent, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I just moved here. I live up in Lehigh. And moved here August 31st of 2017. So I said I was going to get behind the Philly sports teams. I saw the Eagles come up, and they essentially caught lightning in the bottle. Last year should have been like 2017 if Nick Foles had done just like the backup quarterback for the Eagles did and just couldn't bring it. But he lucked out. He got the Super Bowl, and then they made the playoffs the last 2 years. So they've exceeded expectations. So I think really – they're not the biggest disappointment. The Phillies, they've got Harper. They've now got the right coach. I think they're heading in the right direction. Things are moving out, so I don't blame them either. The 76ers, on the other hand, their home loss or their home away record is what stands out to me. They expect to lose on the road. They expect to win at home, and that is a mindset. And that is something all three teams seem to have, is they don't have any synergy. Synergy is 1 + 1 = 3. They don't have the synergy. 1 + 1 = 1 with all three of these teams, but I think that's changing now that we're getting further away from Nick Foles with the problems we saw with the team last year, and I think that's getting better now with Girardi coming in with the Phillies, but I just don't see it changing until, like Ike says, they get rid of Brett Brown. That team can't get out of its own way, and it's just going to continue to get worse as the season moves on. So I think the 76ers are by far the biggest disappointment.
All right, Brent, appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, if you look at what they've done this year and, I mean, just the details of it, it seems like everything's gone wrong.
Yeah, they were supposed to be the team that was closest. I mean, we were doing these polls in the summertime, and it was almost a lock that the Sixers would be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And here's why. Even with the reigning MVP being in Milwaukee, he's one guy. You supposedly have two. You have two generational players, supposedly. And that's why the Sixers were the favorite. And when you add an Al Horford with a Tobias Harris, that's why you're the favorites in the Eastern Conference. And it's been so disappointing. And I know it's not over with yet, and we'll see what it looks like in a month and a half. I'm predicting a first-round exit. That's just me.
That'd be awful.
Yeah, that's just
that
me.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
I mean, that would that be as disappointing as the 2011 Dream Team?
No. I would say no. Because we really talked ourselves into that one. And I still don't know if that was – if we were
– Oh, 2011, they finished 8-8.
Yeah.
But given where the expectations were for that team.
No, I think those
They were the dream team.
They were unrealistic expectations, though. They didn't have an offseason together. Remember, that was the lockout year.
Yeah. Just come on. Just pay everyone and figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out on the fly. Yeah, figure it out on the fly.
Mike Vick wasn't the player that he thought he was going.
He didn't have an offseason.
Yeah.
They didn't have an offseason.
Yeah. Vince Young had to play that year, which tells you if your backup's playing, that's not a good thing.
Well, the backups always play with Mike.
Yeah.
He rarely plays 16 games.
All right. Dan, Northeast Philly. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, Ike?
What's up,
Dan?
I'm out of the hospital, so I'm doing better, but I got a couple weeks. I'll be back to work. I'll stop down and visit these guys. But
please do.
I just want to make an observation.
Yes.
I was most disappointed with the Eagles because I just – like Johnny said earlier, I expected them to be better, but it just seems to me like in this town, like the Phillies early in the year, I knew they didn't have any starting pitching, and they won a couple series, and everybody's saying like, oh, we're going to the World Series, and all these guys at work know I'm a baseball guy. They're saying, oh, we're going, and I'm there, nah, we ain't got the pitching. There's no way. And they're like, oh, what are you, Andy Philly? I'm like, no, I'm just telling you. It's a long season. If you don't have pitching, you're not going nowhere. But the Eagles had me fooled. Like what they were saying about the Eagles earlier in the year, you know, I expected them to be better than they were. And I was really disappointed with them. I don't really know nothing about. I'm more a football, baseball guy. Basketball, I don't really know. But, you know, the Sixers just look, you know, just so inconsistent. I don't think they're going to do nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think you have to be a hoop head to see that the Sixers aren't having a great year this year.
No, we should be riding a wave of just exciting emotions, getting ready for the playoffs, setting up, looking at what we're going to do in the first round, who we match up against the second round. Like, we're not doing that. We're not doing it. Meanwhile, I picked against the damn Bucks last night because they were in overtime two nights ago. They still managed to go up to the second-best team on the road and get the W.
There's the freight train.
Right?
That, and they're a regular season team that, like, they all know how to play together. And the Sixers team, it's like, it feels Dream Team-esque, where it's just put together in one offseason.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
And we don't have the excuse of, off-season surgeries, no training camp, everybody was here. They haven't made any major moves to the roster, with the exception of Glenn Robinson III and Alec Burks. That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of the season, they've been playing with each other all season. And now you don't have Ben out there. Oh, Joel, he's going to be in his glory for the next, I don't know how many weeks, with Ben.
Without Ben playing.
We're trying to force Ben out of town by when? If he goes on like a streak
after after the Lakers and the Clippers game is when he'll start getting aggressive about that, probably.
Yeah.
Jack, you know what? Like, I'm surprised that people aren't more disappointed, and I understand why. The Eagles winning the Super Bowl in 2017 kind of takes them off the hook from a lot of criticism. People give the organization the benefit of the doubt. And you know what? Like, that's with a lot of people, that's fine. I guess they should. But, like, so we've went from, over the course of September until February, so what, 6 months or so, we've went from best roster in the NFL, more talent than the Super Bowl team, to 9-7, Howie's got to rebuild this team. He's got to do it through the draft. He's got to be smart with free agency. Mm-hmm. You have an aging roster, an overpaid aging roster. And outside of the Super Bowl, I mean, I can't say that, and Carson Wentz, I can't say that this is a great spot to be in right now. It wasn't supposed to be over like this. And that's why, like, right now where the Eagles are is disappointing to me. Because I didn't think I knew we were going to get here at some point. I didn't realize it was going to be so soon. And so soon, also with now you got to count on Howie, who has made a lot of mistakes in the last couple of years. You got to count on Howie to be the one to do it.
Yeah, well, here's where you got to be encouraged at. You got a franchise quarterback that has the ability to lift the play of the guys around him. So this year will be a difference. The difference will be the Eagles won't necessarily be the favorites. They won't be the chic pick this year. I'm sure Lewis Riddick won't be picking Carson to be the MVP this year. Doesn't mean I'm not, but Lewis Riddick won't be doing it, right? So everybody was expecting this big bounce back year last year. Carson fully healthy, they're going to run away, they added D-Jack. Like, there was reason for the excitement, but they also needed to be humble because the players and the coach were still coming out and saying things as if that was automatically going to flip a switch on and they were going to be the 2017 team because it worked that year when Doug said the roster was better than his Green Bay Packers teams that they were on. That he was on when they won titles. That now I hope that stuff is gone. I hope that little magic dust from 2017 is gone, and they realize they gotta put their boots on, put the hard hat on, and be quiet and get to work. Get to work, and that may be the way for them. That may be the way for them. That they fly a little bit under the radar. There may be even a little bit of doubt there, especially when Tom Brady ends up in Dallas. They get all the shine down there.
Oh, that'd be great.
They'll be the pick of the NFC East. And then that gives the Eagles something to strive for.
They need to stop the whole Super Bowl thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this stuff needs to stop.
If you remember last year when Zach Ertz is doing it, like, oh, more talent, and then Doug agrees with him, my reaction was, man, what are you guys doing?
Again.
What are you guys doing? You want to be the guy, like you're saying, Ike, that no one's paying attention to.
Yeah.
They realize you're a good team.
Be the team that they're doubting. This team even – that's the way they thrive. They don't thrive when they're front runners, when the team is expected to do well. They thrive when it's like, okay, they're doubting you. Nobody is picking you guys.
Well, the Chiefs were doubted this
year. Yeah, let's go.
They needed Orlando Scandrick last year.
Right? Remember that?
Not great. There's not another Orlando Scandrick that's going to go on FS1 and rip them.
But they also needed a favorable schedule and for Carson to start playing really well. And by the way, guys around him start catching the ball.
Yeah, that's not by the way. That's actually what needed to happen.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They wouldn't have been in the hole that they were in had guys not got injured. Guys are there. They're available. That's what needed to happen.
Let's go to Ben. Back to the phones. Ben in Delaware. Ben, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Doug?
Good.
What up, Ben?
What is up?
Hey, the way I look at the Philly sports right now, to be honest with you guys, I'm disappointed in all the teams because it seems like all of them have said, if we do, we do. We don't, we don't.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Every single season.
The Phillies actually did say that. And then.
We don't say that at NovaCare.
They don't say it with the Eagles. No. But, yeah, I mean, they're looking at it and saying this is more about 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, like the deadline. Like, nobody's done anything. It's just kind of disappointing overall. I have a draft question for you guys.
Yes.
Okay, everybody's talking about we need to get younger, and we're hoping maybe we can get Amari Cooper, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we get Amari Cooper, would Howie consider getting, like, a more top-tier cornerback with our first-round draft pick, or do you think we're going to mainly focus on the wide receiver?
Well, if you get Amari Cooper, I don't think they go wide receiver in the first round. I mean, why would you?
Well, you can never have enough.
Well, I mean, if the class is deep enough, you got to pick in the second round.
You do.
You already got your starting receivers would be Amari and DJ.
You know, what'd be amazing is if they took signed Amari, and then traded up for like Isaiah Simmons.
Right.
Really souped it up.
And get a linebacker. Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, you could do that. You could do that. Yeah, I wouldn't expect a receiver in the first round if they went after Amari. I wouldn't expect one. It doesn't mean they're not going to take one in the second round, which I like KJ Hamler, also out of Penn State.
But isn't it the best player? And I always say BS to the best player available because it's best.
We
player
may need
available
a tackle, John.
Lead. I know.
Did you hear? We're bringing Jason Peters back.
I did hear that.
We may need to drive the damn tackle.
I'm still in shock from that, from Howie saying that yesterday. I have not recovered from it. I still am trying not to believe that it's going to happen, but the more I think about it, the more Ike's right, and it makes sense that they're more or less saying that, like, hey, we don't know about Andre Dillard, and we don't know if we want to have a left tackle that we don't know about. So we'll have Jason Peters in here for another year until we feel like we know about Andre Dillard. Maybe it's actually sound thinking, Ike.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if they think that
– My only thing is Jason Peters last year, even though he made it through the games, most of them, he still had issues with false starts. He still had issues grabbing people. He was still beaten at times. That doesn't get better with another year.
Not likely.
Like, those things still were there this year.
Well, not if your next year's 38 years old.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's another year, so he's another year older. He's not going to get faster getting off the ball.
No, he's not.
So you know he gets a false start every game.
Yeah, see, that's a disappointment. Now we're bringing Jason Peters back too. Andre Dillard, their first round draft pick they traded up for. He doesn't seem like he can play. Arthega Whiteside sucks. Nelson Aguilar's gone after they just paid him $9 million. We're rebuilding.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing. it's a bad thing he kept him. But that's my point. Last year was supposed to be even if they were this year, it was like, all right, we know we need to move on to the future, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're doing that because of what happened last year.
I haven't even looked at Golden Tate's numbers.
Well, he was suspended. And...
Yeah, but what if his numbers are better than Nelson's and Alshon's?
Oh, I'd much rather have him than those
no,
two.
No, I'm just saying from last year, right?
Yeah.
We let him go. We kept Nelson.
Oh, he had to have had, because didn't
he
wide
was suspended
receiver,
four games.
Didn't a wide receiver not have over 500 yards, Jack, or 600 yards for the Eagles?
No receiver had 500 yards.
Well, yeah, Carson was the first quarterback in football history to have, what, over 4,000 yards without a
without
receiver?
Without a receiver.
Golden Tate had 676 yards and six touchdowns. Right. See? Like, people
don't. He suspended four games.
It's disappointing right now with the Eagles. It's disappointing. It's not bleak. It's not a dumpster fire like the Sixers, but really, like, this is where we are. It's 2020. We're going in the free agency in 2020, and we're kind of like rebuilding right now. I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing about the NFL is that these things could change. Like, boom. See, with the Sixers, we're maxed out, literally.
Are they the only team in basketball that has four players making over $100 million?
Right, yeah, like we're maxed out, man.
And this team stinks. All right, so
well, they don't stink, Jack.
They don't stink. They're the fact that the Heat with Jimmy Butler are better than the Sixers with that talent.
Yeah, with Jimmy Butler and guys I don't even know.
Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? Because that's a good coach down there.
Oh yeah, right? For sure.
So when the Sixers hire
even better structure.
Yeah, it's the organizational structure.
Yes.
And that's even a better point.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Eric Spoelstra is Eric Spoelstra without Pat Riley down there teaching him what to do. No, you're right, Ike.
And running the organization with an iron fist.
It's a big thing. But
a man told LeBron.
But also.
A man told LeBron, I run this organization, not you.
Yeah.
What did LeBron do?
Bye-bye.
Left.
See ya. And Pat Riley didn't blink.
It didn't blink.
Not for a second. He said, oh, I got D-Wade. We'll sell the place out. I don't care. But, like, even going forward, right? In the 2020 and 2021 with the Sixers, all right, and the Eagles are in good. They have Carson Wentz and they have a good organization, so the Eagles are going to be fine.
I'm not the Detroit Lions.
No, I'm not speaking bad about the Eagles.
The Bengals.
Just as far as what we've seen in the last year, I mean, we kind of could see this coming with the Sixers, though. None of us should be really be surprised that Joel Embiid hasn't grown up and hasn't matured.
I'm surprised.
Or Ben Simmons hasn't decided he's going to shoot jump shots. I'm not surprised about that.
I'm more surprised that he's injured.
Or
never misses games.
Or the
before Joel.
Yeah. Or that Brett Brown hasn't worked out and he hasn't done enough to solidify his job and he's going to be fired. Is that really all that surprising?
That does not surprise me.
Yeah. I mean,
unfortunately. I like Brett.
Or the
I had to make sure I get that in.
We
there.
Both like Brett. Or the Josh Harris maybe isn't a great owner, or that there's injuries.
Sure. Yes.
And they have problems diagnosing it, or they only care about players selling their place out or whatever. I mean, this isn't totally a surprise. Let's go to Thomas, Northeast Philadelphia. Thomas, how are you? What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all guys going, man?
What's up, Thomas?
How you doing? I don't think that rebuild is, for as far as the Eagles go, is like the proper term. I think that this is just the way the NFL is, man. Like every three years, you have to slow down and try to hit on draft picks rather than just go out and hit home runs with free agents, man. It's impossible to work like that. You can't maintain that level of spending. It never works. I mean, look at a prime example, man. Look at the Patriots, and I hate to do this, man, because when people do this, it ticks me off a little bit when people compare other teams, you know, and stuff, because every situation is different. But but look at the Patriots, man. Their motto, the way they get, like, you guys know they get rid of players a year before they go downhill, and they grab them a year or two, before their prime or in their prime. Like, it's just that, football, the NFL, I think, is different, man. Every 3 years, you have to slow down. I think when the Eagles won the chip, man, we went and did what we had to do. They went and they signed some people, even though a lot of people didn't see it coming. I think that was more so because of the injury to Carson Wentz. But, I mean, look, that year, they went and got some free agents. They try to do everything they could do, but I don't think like signing like big names all the time is the way to go. I don't think.
But
so.
Like
I
you
think
said, Eagles are a year too late. Like the Eagles are doing it a year late. They should have done this last year. In all likelihood.
Here's also the thing. When you're an NFL team, you're caught between trying to put a team out there that can compete. You know, every year isn't. We're one or two players away from winning the Super Bowl, right? What you're trying to do is make sure your team
that is a postseason contender, right? And you're playing at your best late in the season. Now, if you happen to have a team that plays so well that you are 13 wins into the season, 14 wins into the season, I think that's more of a product of maybe things bouncing your way, more things bouncing your way and your record. It's rare that a team is just that much better than everybody else in the NFL from a talent standpoint. It just the way the league is set up, it won't allow for it to happen. That's why the worst teams get the higher draft picks. We don't do lottery balls like the NBA, right? The NFL wants parity. And so with the Eagles, the thing that Howie said that I found to be encouraging was it's not that they aren't going to sign free agents. It's the type of free agents they're signing. It's the type that they're signing. Because they want to compete in a 3 to 4 year window. So a free agent that you sign at 25, 26 years old has a better chance of being here longer. If you think about the free agents the Eagles have signed the last 2 years, what long-term free agent have they signed?
No, they're doing threes, which are really two-year contracts.
Right?
Almost, yeah.
And these are older guys.
Yeah.
So they're doing shorter deals.
Yeah, they're trying to get better value. Howie talked about it. They're trying to get better value on an older player for a lesser term.
On a two-year deal, basically.
Yeah, right.
On a two-year deal, and basically.
Howie's ready to pull the trigger on a 27-year-old for 5 years.
Or a 26-year-old for 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. So he's trying to add to his core rather than trying to win
now. And the reason why I say that's good, if it's the right player, it's better to have the known commodity that's of need than to go into the draft and have to hope the guy falls to you first and foremost, and then secondly, he can play and have the impact that an Amari Cooper would have or Byron Jones would have or James Bradbury, these guys that are already players that can come in and have an immediate impact and take out your guesswork.
All right, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville or online marks-jewelers.com. Who have you been most disappointed with in the last year? The Sixers are sizzling right now with 63%. Phillies are 20%, and that's what Jack says.
That would be my second guess.
Well, because the Phillies. Listen,
that would be my second team that I'm disappointed
in. Your two teams both made the playoffs.
Right.
The Phillies didn't make the playoffs in a year where a lot of people were heading into the season.
They were favored to make the playoffs.
I think the city feels the most fooled by the Phillies.
Yeah, see, I'm more disappointed with the Phillies for the off-season approach. A little less than the on-the-field results from what they did. Mine is more or less, okay, you didn't go get the pitching last year. You tried to sell us on the three young guys. Bottom of your rotation guys, that they were going to be good enough. So you didn't go do that. You thought getting Bryce and Andrew McCutchen, okay, I get you, JT Realmuto. That's a lot of money you gave out last year. Pitching didn't work. Okay, you come back this year. Now, while you've done some nice things, you don't have a complete team there. So you're still 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
You're missing a couple pieces.
Yeah. So you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You still don't have a playoff team on the field. And you've shown us some of the commitment, but we're sitting here like, why didn't you go all the way in? Why didn't you go a little further?
Yeah, they're unfortunately.
Go a little further.
See, I was considering between the Phillies and the Eagles because the Phillies, to me, they're in the worst spot because they're good, not great.
Right.
And if you're good, you're not going to tear it up.
Yes.
They're stuck. They're the Sixers before the process. They're a playoff team, maybe. Mm-hmm. Right. The Sixers, they were a playoff team because the NBA is easier to make. But, yeah, I mean, the Phillies are like there's no real incentive to tear it down because you're still pretty good. But how do you add to it? Mm-hmm. And it's you're pretty good, but there's not a lot of tinkering they can do other than going out and spending money. And now you're relying on the GM, which nobody likes, to go out and do this. Let's go to Chris in Pensauken, New Jersey. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing today, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Man. It reality set in by both you guys. Usually we laugh or we rip on each other. Our teams are – all four teams are pretty much –
Well, Flyers are good.
I like the Flyers. That coach, you can just tell everybody says a coach really doesn't matter. That guy came in and said, listen, I don't care if you're Ike Reese or Donovan McNabb, you're going to do what I say or you're going to sit and you're going to give me 100%. I don't know too much about hockey, But that guy seems like the real deal.
Elaine Vigneault, yeah, he's done a good job.
Yeah, they're just it's just upsetting. And then I just, while I was on hold, I was telling Jack, and I went over the past 3 years of the Eagles draft. Mm-hmm. They had 21 picks, and there's only three players. 2017 Barnett, is he really a player at the 14th pick? I mean, I think he's been a disappointment. He hasn't grown anything in weight or strength. 2018, Goddard, great pick, but we already had a tight end. So now what do we do? 2019, Sanders. So I know it's crazy to say it about the Hall of Famer and Carson's best friend, but if I can do it at the draft, I'm taking Ertz and I'm taking a fourth round pick or a fifth round pick, and I'm trying to get up to 12 to get CeeDee Lamb. I got to do it because you got to re-sign Goddard. You can't let Goddard walk. Mike, what do you think about the defense end, them Jaguars, a kid that's 24 years old?
Yeah, you can't pronounce his name, and neither can I correctly. I know exactly who you're talking about, and I do like him, 91 from the Jags, the defense end that's going to
become. Yannick Ngakoue?
Say it again?
Yannick Ngakoue.
Yanni, yeah, that's what it is.
Yanni.
Chris,
hey, Chris, quickly, you saw Jack. You were at the Pal game. You saw Jack play basketball?
Yeah, I got season tickets there. He, you're beating them up too much, man. And I got four kids, and you guys got kids. Mm-hmm. I love children. They were a bunch of ball hogs, man. They were gunning from like 30. Half those kids couldn't shoot. They didn't even look like they could tie their shoes. And then you got big Jack the Giant out there ripping a rebound off a kid. So he did. You know, his conditioning was pretty good. He was pacing up and down the court.
I was happy he didn't embarrass himself.
He didn't embarrass himself out there.
Yeah, not really.
He didn't embarrass himself.
Too much of a pure athlete to embarrass myself.
Well, it sounded like the kids had the right mind frame.
Yeah, they were just taking the ball and going.
Hey, man, that's what you got to do, man. Get your shots up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to look like a gym class hero by a bunch of 8-year-olds.
No, you even tried to pass.
Why not, Jack?
I mean, I tried to go a little Tragic Johnson.
Man, here's the thing, man. We all watch these Sixers games. We watch all the great athletes that play out there on that basketball court from the past that are out there now. And when you get a chance to get out there and actually shoot hoops in front of a crowd, come on, man.
I can't be making the right basketball decision?
Man, no, you can't think of any of that stuff, man. You got to live your hoop dreams, man.
You should have taken that one to the hole.
Should have powered through the 13-year-old?
Should have.
I'd have been out there crossing people up and everything, man.
Mm-hmm. You should have. But you made the non-selfish play.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like Ben and LeBron, you know, always looking for the correct pass.
Yes, yep. That is definitely Jack. He's not selfish at all.
I blame that kid, too.
Oh, I mean, just stop running to the corner.
888
When you have talent with the defense collapsing like that, you got to know your role to get to the corner.
94-94. Yeah, or maybe he had no idea what the hell you were going to do because you were flopping down the court.
No,
that's how I would have been wondering, like, what is this guy doing? Coming up, we haven't talked to him in a while.
Oh, man.
Larry Anderson joins us live from Clearwater with his impressions on the Phillies right now. And how different does it look this year compared to last year with Joe Girardi? A lot of questions with the Phillies. Mark Cimarese on 94 WIP. We have our Phillies Fever segment coming up next with Larry Anderson live from Clearwater.
Hey, next March, I will embark on the inaugural Eagles Fan Cruise. Now, I want to invite you to join me and my fellow alumni, Mike Quick, Jeremiah Trotter, Jason Avant, David Akers, Vince Papale, Harold Carmichael, Brian Dawkins, and the great Merle Reese. Plus, current Eagles players will also be on the trip. Now, the trip will offer unparalleled access to Eagles players. And I have a special offer just for my WIP listeners. Here's what you got to do. Use my promo code IKE and receive even more access to private parties and the Hall of Fame induction events for Brian Dawkins and Harold Carmichael. For more details, head over to PhiladelphiaEaglesCruise.com. Don't forget promo code IKE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.